Tea Party-backed lawmakers are leading the agenda in Washington right now, with Tea Party hero and Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin being the GOP point man on the upcoming budget fight. The Tea Party movement helped elect several of the 87 freshman Republicans during the midterm elections, and now some Tea Party groups are hoping to set up something like a farm team by targeting smaller local elections. Education Week is reporting that many of these groups are working to get their candidates elected to local school boards. Christina Samuel of Education Week is covering that story, and she joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, first off, why are some Tea Party groups targeting local elections?
I think that what people are seeing is that at the local level, a lot of money is being spent, and a lot of Tea Party groups are particularly interested in money and budgets, and they are seeing this as an opportunity to get some attention and also make some movement. It's easier to make change at the local level.
So a lot of money being spent, and they want to have a say over how public dollars are being spent.
Absolutely. I mean, in many communities, school spending is one of the largest expenditures of local government. So they definitely are paying attention to seeing what people are doing locally.
So can you give us some examples of how some of the larger Tea Party groups are focusing on local elections?
Well, there's a group that is called American Majority. It actually exists to train local candidates to run for local city councils and local school boards. And though they are not specifically a Tea Party group, their aims are certainly aligned with Tea Party politics. And they're working all over the country to try to create a farm team that would be able to go and win local elections and then perhaps be able to go on to higher office.
Can you give me an example of a district where American Majority worked to influence the election?
Absolutely. I mean, in several Oklahoma districts, they were working very closely. And one of the interesting things that they did is that they said they tried to change their tactics. Usually they had like a large training a couple of times a year in certain places in Oklahoma where they would have candidates, interested candidates, come to them. And that was doing all right. But this time around, they said they wanted to go out into the communities. And so they said to folks, if you have, you know, a handful of people who are interested, we will come out to you. And they did many more trainings in Oklahoma because of that. And they, as they reported, 8 out of 12 of the candidates that they trained in school board races won last year.
And that was basically because of training them how to run, do you think, or did they also provide funding?
They don't provide funding, and their training is, you know, fairly basic. It's a one-day training that I understand. They do tell people what kind of issues are important, how to frame issues, how to come across to voters, and also some information about how to run a campaign.
Do you think, then, that the success of those candidates, that 8 out of 12 of them winning the election, was because of the training, or do you think that it's because of the mood of the country?
You know, it's probably a little bit of the mood of the country, I think. It, you know, one thing to remember, of course, is that there were always conservative school board members. And so in certain places, there were just conservative communities. Thus, the school board members would be conservative. The interesting thing here is sort of the nature of the conservatism. These folks might have always been Republican, but in this case, are these people a little bit more active, a little bit more energetic, looking more closely? It's spending, saying that they don't want to just take the superintendent's word for where money should be spent. That'll be definitely something to watch to see whether sort of the nature of these board changes.
Aside from Oklahoma, how widespread would you say is this effort by Tea Party groups to target local races?
I think that it probably depends on the different communities. I mean, certain Tea Party groups, I spoke to a representative of a Tea Party group in Pennsylvania, and they just want to do this. I mean, they're interested in doing this. They're very interested in local races, and so they are hoping to back some candidates in some school board races there. In South Carolina, I spoke to a gentleman who was endorsed by the local Tea Party group because they did surveys with the candidates and questionnaires and put information out. So I think that it just depends a little bit on the interest of that Tea Party group in those various communities. One of the ones, obviously, that's been most noteworthy was North Carolina. The Tea Party in that community sort of aligned also with some other factors that were going on. And so when in combination, they elected a conservative leading school board that made some interesting changes to some busing policies in that community. I think that it probably remains to be seen what will happen in other communities. I think that these folks are just now getting on school boards, and so we'll have to see what kind of changes might be coming because of that.
Do you think that there's enough interest in smaller races to be able to continue this sort of thing? Do you think it's something that will go on, or it's just what's happening because of what's going on currently on a national level?
Well, it's interesting. In speaking with the folks, even at American Majority, who obviously are particularly interested in local races, they say that they have to remind people that you can't just come up and say, oh, I'd like to run for Senate. Oh, I think I'd like to be in Congress. That even in their organization, when they're dealing with these candidates, that they are telling these people to kind of keep their eye on the ball in terms of local races. So I do think it is a concern that this interest starts to wane. You know, it's a lot to pay attention to, and school board isn't very sexy. There's long meetings and dredging through budgets, and it's not as, you know, spectacular perhaps as an abortion debate or what we just saw in Congress this past weekend in terms of shutting down the government. But I think that the goal is to try to tell people this is just as important as anything else that's going on.
Christina Samuel of Education Week. She's been talking with us about a move by some Tea Party groups to get their candidates elected to local school boards. Christina, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Absolutely.